Zakta Mishnah Baita Masechtes Pesachim, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Tes. Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyo HaMelech. There were six things Chizkiyo, the king of Yehuda, did. Al Shleisha Hoidiloi, on three they agreed with him or they praised him. The Al Shleisha Loi Hoidiloi. On three they weren't so happy with. Now, I want you to understand something. Who was Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda? He was a great tzaddik. How great of a tzaddik? The Gemara in Masechtes Sanhedrin says he was almost Mashiach. Had he just said Shira the night that Sancherev was turned away from Yerushalayim and his armies were destroyed, he could have been Mashiach. During the times of Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda, every little child was a big Talmud Chacham. You couldn't find a little boy or a little girl that wasn't Baki, B'mem Tes Panim, Shal Tumah V'Tahara, in all the different aspects of the most complicated halachis of Tumah and Tahara. If you check all of Eretz Yisrael, from Dan, all the way in the north, until Beersheba, all the way in the south, you could not find a six-year-old boy or girl that didn't know all of the halachis of Tumah and Tahara. Noatz Cherev Beis HaMedrash. Everybody came to Nayseder. There was a soldier there with a sword. Some say just the sword, not even the soldier. Chizkiyah also destroyed all of the Avodah Zarahs, despite the fact that his father Achaz was an Oved Avodah Zarah. So Chizkiyah Melech is a great tzaddik, and Chazal tell us that they understood whatever he did with the best of intentions. Yet there were three things that they praised him for and agreed with him. There were three things that he did, although well-intended, they did not agree with. We should also explain that Sancheriv Melchashir had conquered the civilized world, including the Aseres HaShvatim, and he sent them off. Yirmiyahu HaNavi would bring some of them back. When Mashiach is going to come, we're going to have 12 Shvatim. And I'm sure you've heard all the legends, how there's a river, Sambatyan, that throws rocks all weeks except Shabbos, and the Aseres HaShvatim, or some of them, are on the other side of the river Sambatyan. Whatever the case may be, Sancheriv was determined to destroy Yerushalayim as well. He came to Yerushalayim, and he laughed. He said, "Huh, that's the big city? I can wait till tomorrow." His advisors told him, "Don't." He laughed at them, "I'm not worried." That night, the Malachim came down to say Shira. His soldiers could not take the Shira, and their neshamas left them. And you can learn Tanakh to find out the rest of the story. Sancheriv didn't make it too much longer. And this was a great nes. And the nes was in the schus of the wonderful tzaddik Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda. So understanding that, let's see our Mishnah once again. Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyah HaMelech. Al Shloisha Hoiduloi. On three the Chacham agreed with him. Praised him for it. Al Shloisha Loi Hoiduloi. Gerar Atzmeis Aviv. Here's the list of the first three things the Chazal praised him for. And each one would appear to be very controversial. But Chazal said, no, he's right. Gerar, he dragged Atzmeis Aviv, the bones of his father, al mita shel chavalim, on a bed of ropes. His father was a king. His father should have had a majestic, kingly levaya, but he wanted his father to have a kapara. And also, he wanted people to see. This is what happens if you're an Ovid of Avodah Zarah. V'hoiduloi, and they praised him for it. Kitas nechash hanechoshes, he crushed the copper snake. Who made this copper snake? Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember the story from Parshas Chukas? When Klal Yisrael began to speak Lashon Hara and complain, poisonous snakes began to bite them, and Moshe made this copper snake, whoever looked at it was healed. Chazal tell us, V'chi nachash, meimis amechaya, does the snake make people alive or dead? No, but when they looked at it and they did tshuva, and they were meshabed their hearts, laviyim shebashamayim, so they were saved from the tzara. But later on, when Chizkiyah HaMelech saw they were taking this copper snake that Moshe Rabbeinu made and they turned it into an Avodah Zarah, he had it crushed. And Chazal praised him for it. Once again, the Lashon of the Mishnah. Kitas, he crushed Nechash HaNechoshes, V'hodoloi. The third thing he did, the Chazal were happy with, is that Gonas Sefer Refuos. He hid the Sefer Refuos, V'hodoloi. There are different shatan as to what exactly this means, but basically, Chizkiyahu had a sefer that had the refuah for every makkah in the world. With this sefer, nobody in the world would ever be sick. You just look up what the cure is, and presto, a cure right there and then. But there was no Yerushalayim. Nobody was scared of the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm not worried about becoming sick. Chizkiyahu felt that this sefer had to be hidden. And Chazal agreed with him. they praised him for it. But there were three things that Chazal were not very happy with. Although, even though Chizkiyahu did it with good intentions. But in the fact that in Yerushalayim things did look good, there was no way that they would be able to defend themselves against the king, who had soldiers and princes from all the armies in the world, and no one had stopped him yet. So Chizkiyahu tried to send him money. Tries to send him valuable things. Kitzas, and he cut off the loss of the Hechel, the doors of the Hechel, the Shigrul Melech Asher, and sent it to the king of Asher. The Pasuk gets mashmeh that he took off the gold and sent it. But our way, the Lehoi delay. He should have had Amunah in Betachem that Hashem will save him, and this wasn't necessary to do. Chizkiyahu also made a tactical decision. He said, they're going to surround Yerushalayim. I want to make sure they have no water. By cutting off the water supply of the enemy, how long could they surround Yerushalayim? So Sosa me Gicha ne'elyon. He closed up or stopped up the upper waters of Gicha. This Gicha over here, the Mefarshim explain, is a water that's near Yerushalayim, known as the Shalayach. V'lei ha'idiloi. Here too, the Navi said, I will protect the city. So if Yeshaya Navi promised Chizkiyahu that the city is going to be protected, that's what Hashem said. So why should you do this? That was the second thing. Sosa me Gicha ne'elyon v'lei ha'idiloi. If you look in the Sefer Ben Yayada from the Ben Ishchai, so he brings there from the Arizal that Alpi Kabbalah, this water, was not supposed to be closed up. And the key to the Geula right there and then would have been to keep the water going. Now the third thing Chizkiyahu did, the Chazal were not happy about, was Ibar Nisan B'Nisan V'Lo Hoidulai. What does this mean? Well, we all know there's something called an Ibar Yar. That there are times Chazal add an extra Adar. You have 13 months that year. Why do we have an extra Adar? Why is this necessary, and how often is it done? Well, the solar year, if you count through the sun, has 365 days. The lunar year, if we count through the moon like we do, it only has 354 days. So actually, if you want to be exact, we're 11 and a quarter days short. The lunar cycle, the cheshbon of how many days there are in a year, according to the moon, would be 11 and a quarter days less than going with the sun. Because the Torah says Pesach always has to be B'chodesh Ha'aviv, in the spring, so Memela, we have to make an adjustment. If not, Pesach could wind up in the middle of the winter. The adjustment is that from time to time, we add an extra Adar. Actually, there has to be 7 Iber Yars, 7 extra Adars, every 19 years. Now, it still has to be Adar when Bezin decides that that particular year should have an extra Adar. Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when he first became king, decided to add an extra Adar when it was already Nisan. Why did he want to do it? And some say he wanted more people to be Tahar for the Karban Pesach, he wanted to give extra time, whatever the case was. Chazal were not happy with this. Now some say it was actually the 30th day of Adar. So it wasn't Mamish Nisan, but it was too late to add another Adar. Being that the 30th day could be Rosh Chodesh of the next month, so even though it was potentially Nisan, it wasn't Mamish Nisan yet, it was too late to be Ma'abar the year. That was the mistake that Chizkiyahu made. Either way, Lo Hoidulai, Chazal did not agree with him on this. So quickly, chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah, we said Chizkiyahu HaMelech did 6 things. Al Shloisha Hoidulai, Chazal were very happy, they agreed with him, they praised him for it. And all these 3 things were very controversial. He dragged his father's bones on a bed of ropes. He should have a kapara, and people should see the punishment for Avodah Zarah. He crushed the copper serpent that Moshe Rabbeinu made because he saw they were turning it into an Avodah Zarah. And he hid the Sefer Refuahs, so people should realize they have to come on to the Rabbeinu Shalom. There were 3 things that he did that Lo Yehaydu Lo. Do you remember what they are? He cut off the walls of the Hechel and sent them to Melech Asher. He stuffed up the waters of Gichain, the Mei Gichain HaElyain. That was to prevent the camp of Asher to have water when they besieged Yerushalayim, but he should have had Betachin and Hashem. The Navi had promised him that Hashem would protect the city. And the third thing is, over Nisan B'Nisan, that it was already the month of Nisan when he decided to make it an Ibar Yar. You know, the Gemara tells us that Yeshaya Hanavi came to visit Chizkiyo, and he told him, Tzavo b'secha, right at Tzavo, you're going to leave this world. Chizkiyo said to him, what did I do wrong? And Yeshaya told him, you were over the first mitzvah in the Torah. You never got married. And the Torah says, Pru Revu. So Chizkiyo said, the reason I never got married is because I saw, presumably with Ruach HaKodesh, that he was going to have a son who would be a Rasha. His son would be Menashe, the next king. And if my son is a Rasha and he's the next king, he's going to lead all of Klal Yisrael astray. So Yeshayo told him, V'hadikavshi d'rachman alamalach, why are you mixing into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's concern? Your job is to perform the mitzvahs. Don't try to be smarter than the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. So Chizkiyo, he said, I remember my father learning with me the Gemara and telling me the story as a little boy. Chizkiyo said to Yeshaya, so give me your daughter. Your schus and my schus will help. The Navi said, I just gave you a nevuah that you're going to die. You want me to give you my daughter? Oh, now Chizkiyo got angry. Or at least, he spoke very tough. I don't know if your mamash got angry. He said, Ben Amitz, son of Amitz, Kali Neviyascha Atzeh, you finished your nevuah? So finish it and leave. Kach mekabalani mi beis aviyah, but this is my Kabbalah for my father's father. That's David HaMelech that he was referring to. All the way up. Several generations up. And you know what my Messiah is from David HaMelech? That afilu cheruv chadim aneches al tzavori shel adam. Even if a sharp sword lies on the neck of a person, al yimna atzmei min harachamim. Miyad v'yisyatziv panav alakir. Chizkiyo, he turned to the wall and he started to daven. And he was given many, many more years for life. Gemara in Yevamos makes a holcheshbon with the years that they were added to him. And Ataka Yeshaya gave him his daughter. And he had a son, Menashe. Chizkiyo did everything within his power to try to get Menashe to be an erlich person. Menashe did turn out to be an Ovid of Avodah Zarah. He was hemet selim b'heichel. But at the end of his days, when he was imprisoned, he did tshuva.